Hi, I'm Robert Cramp. Welcome to the Experiment of the Week. This time we're going to be playing with something called a Cartesian diver, a really neat experiment that's easy to do. We were making the dropper go up and down inside the bottle, almost by magic it seemed, but actually it's science. To understand how it works, first we need to make one. You start with a 2-liter bottle full of water. Then we need a glass of water and a medicine dropper. The trick is to get the medicine dropper with enough water inside it so that it will just barely float. So I filled it once, turned it upside down, and tapped the water down to the bottom, and then I'm going to put some more water in. And once it sinks, then I'll squeeze out a few drops, try it again, until I get it to the point where it just barely floats. There. Then we place it into the bottle of water. At that point, squeezing the bottle will cause it to sink. Releasing the pressure lets it float. To understand why that works, we need to know why things float or sink. If something is denser than the water around it, it sinks. If it's less dense than the water around it, it floats. Now, we can't make the dropper itself more dense, but we can make the air bubble inside smaller, which means it weighs the same, it takes up less space, so it's more dense. To make the bubble smaller, we simply squeeze the bottle. Water is not compressible. You can't squeeze water and make it smaller, but air is. So if I squeeze the bottle, the air bubble inside the dropper gets smaller. As the air bubble gets smaller, the dropper is more dense, and it sinks. If I release the pressure, the air bubble gets bigger, taking up more space, making the dropper less dense, and it floats again. So now you can amaze your friends with this experiment, then explain the science behind it, and amaze them again. Well, that's all for this time. Have a wonderful week.